town hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. It's E-Town with this week's guests from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Mipso, the curator of the Southern Folklife Collection at UNC, Steve Weiss, and from Durham, North Carolina, Jake Xerxes Fussell. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, please welcome our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to E-Town. Welcome to E-Town Hall. We are doing something this week that we have never done in our 33-year history, which is we've got a whole show made up of neighbors. Everybody on the show this week has lived in the triangle among Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So we've tried to avoid that stuff all the time to create the variety, but this week we just came from this one zone. Jake Xerxes Fussell is here. He grew up in Georgia, but he now lives in Durham. He's a great musician. He's a collector of songs. He also has a connection to academia, as everybody does this week. His mother was an English teacher and his father was a folklorist. And Jake went off and got a master's degree in Southern Studies, and he now lives in Durham. We've got with us this week our interview guest, who is the archivist of a growing collection at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill of recordings and memorabilia related to the traditional music and folklore of the American South. Very important stuff. And of course, he's right there in the neighborhood. And up first, we got a band that started in college there at UNC Chapel Hill, played some open mics, turned from a duo to a trio, played some campus parties, and then that turned into a quartet. And along the way, they began selling out multiple nights at the legendary listening room in Chapel Hill called the Cat's Cradle. There's some academic stuff in there, too. Of course, some research into post-war Japan led to the band's name, apparently, which we'll touch on later. But really, they're thoughtful singers, thoughtful players, thoughtful songwriters. They've bridged just about every gap there is in this sort of acoustic American music. Really happy they're here. They've got a big following. Please welcome to the stage here at E-Town for their first visit, Mipso.
Forgiven, the radio hell, forgiven, the radio hell, forgiven. Thank you, thank you.
How do you tell someone you're lonely when they're sitting by your side? And how do you find the words for feelings when your feelings wanna hide? What's the point in all the searching if you won't like what you find? How do you keep on living when someone you love dies? It doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. The world seems full of strangers every time you need a friend. How would you wake up tomorrow when it's just today again? If you're looking at the lucky ones and you're wondering why not you, well, you can trust that when it's raining, yeah, it's raining on them too. Doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. It doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. Yeah, a broken heart is an open heart. Doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. Doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. Doesn't get easy, it's gonna stay hard. But a broken heart is an open heart. Yeah, a broken heart is an open heart.
Nipso here at E-Town. Joseph Durrell, good to see you.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're here. The band sounds good. So we crossed paths briefly a few years ago in Black Mountain, North Carolina.
We did.
The Pisgah Brewing Company. I remember that show. But you guys are on a roll. This is just like, this is like record number six or something for you. Is that right?
It's the sixth one.
Wow. And lots of touring, lots of engagement with social media and online audience building and development and stuff.
That seems to be the majority of the job these days.
Well, you know, since nobody pays for music anymore, you have to do something.
We're grateful anyone follows us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Did I get the origin story kind of right about just getting together in college and then playing some parties? And
you did. We were an accidental band, which is to say we meant to play music together, but we had no intentions of making it a career.
Yeah.
And here we are 10, 11 years later.
Yeah, let's do this for the summer or whatever.
Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about the Cat's Cradle because I played there too. That just a cool sort of a legendary listening room in Chapel Hill. So it became a place that you guys sort of felt comfortable and made your own for a while.
It is, yeah. And it's a great example of like local infrastructure making a really big difference in how a music scene takes shape. Yeah. The people that run the Cradle have run it for a long time and really care about the local scene. Yeah. And when we were snot-nosed college students accidentally being in a band, they were really generous and said, yeah, you should try it. Come have a show.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot more shows, and they kept getting bigger and bigger.
And I was referencing the sort of academic overlay, but among all the artists and guests this week, the legend that I saw somewhat supported online about your name is a lovely definition of a Japanese phrase when something is familiar, but something's a little off.
That's right. They say, and this is a rough translation, that there's a little pee in the miso.
They spelled it out for you. Mipso. Okay. And I loved the little film. There was a little film about your first trip to Japan that was so charming just because there was this openness in both directions. You know, again, music can do that. Music can bring you into new cultures and new communities. And if it's reciprocated, it really creates a powerful connection.
It was. And it was a great example of music as language, because we were literally playing with people who didn't speak English and we did not speak Japanese. And yet we all shared a lot of the same heroes in the form of Ralph Stanley and Earl Scruggs, and we were playing bluegrass music.
Yeah. I liked, what was it called? Dark Holler Pop.
That's right.
That was your first record?
That was.
That itself is an apt description. This is, it's got some deep connections to traditional music, but it has some pop sensibilities in terms of chord changes and melody and freedom with lyrics and such. And that's appropriate. I mean, I think it would be inappropriate for folks to write songs about, you know, mom and dad back in the cabin in the hills and stuff like that. It's not current.
We didn't, in fact, grow up in hollers.
Yeah.
Although I've seen my share. No, but I think it can be tempting, too, to make a band into sort of like a self-conscious, like, genre excavation. I think we decided early on to make it a collection of four people that come together with their music ideas that feel fresh and genuine. Yeah. And so we do. Some of them being bluegrass related, and some less so.
So what else? You've accomplished a lot. I did see you still maintain a connection to UNC. The band sang the national anthem at the Duke UNC basketball game once.
We did. And therefore, the Tar Heels won.
You sang in the Macy's Day Parade, another notch on your career belt.
On a 13-foot bucket of fried chicken.
One of the many steps along the way in a career. Hot Rice had the honor of singing Happy Birthday to Colonel Sanders on his 90th birthday.
No way.
And he came up in a little motorized golf cart in front of the stage, and we sang Happy Birthday to him.
What was he like?
Just exactly like he is on the side of the bucket of chicken. Exactly. The little tie and the little goatee and the little white suit. Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's quite a scene.
It's a little thing we have in common.
We're exactly the same.
Anyway, we are happy to participate in this journey of yours, this musical journey that the band is on, and I'm glad it's going so well.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, well, let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Mipso.
We'll get Nick back out here.
One thing that makes Nick well-suited to host a radio show is he plays every instrument. When we were workshopping this, we tried banjo, and then we tried pedal steel, and we landed on mandocello.
Down to the water, we were breaking out.
Mitzo, Wood Robinson on the bass, Joseph Terrell on the guitar and vocals, Libby Rodenbaugh on the keys and fiddle, Jacob Sharp guitar, and Sean Trishka on the drums. The record's called Book of Fools from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They'll be back to play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District, or SCFD, one of the largest cultural funding mechanisms in the United States, supporting nearly 300 organizations in the greater Denver, Colorado area. Hey, did you know that there are over 2,000 videos on the E-Town YouTube channel, all for your viewing pleasure? You can subscribe to that channel if you'd like to visit both our past and latest video offerings. You're listening to E-Town.
I
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We got more music from Mipso coming up later in the show. And of course, Jake Xerxes Fussell is here too to play some music. Wonderful guitarist and singer and gatherer of potent old songs. Jake is here. He's going to be out before long. Before we get Jake out, I was talking with the Mipso folks before about absorbing folk music in its purest form. And in general, you know, just going down to the source material and then feeling that and then going from there as a foundation, as a base, it works pretty well. But in order to do that, you have to be able to find the original stuff. You got to go to field recordings and 78s and old radio transcriptions and printed sheet music and lyrics and all of that stuff, the source material. And it used to be folks would ramble around the South with a tape recorder capturing what the old folks knew about songs and stories. And both Jake and Mipso have learned from what came before, studied it. Our next guest is dedicated to capturing all of that stuff, including more current versions of those field recordings by adding to the archives at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and preserving that source material for future generations. It's big stuff. Glad he's here. Please welcome to the stage the curator of the Southern Folklife Collection at UNC, Steve Weiss.
Thanks, Nick.
The cavalcade of neighbors continues.
Oh, I know.
Like a little road trip with all your buddies.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like Cat's Cradle right here. This is great.
Well, let's start by talking about the archive at UNC. So I suspect it's pretty substantial. It's a big bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's a big bunch of stuff. It keeps growing all the time. It's about, I would say, 350,000 items, 250,000 sound recordings, a lot of field recordings, wow. A lot of commercial material.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's your job to both add to the collection and take care of the collection.
Yeah, that's right. So I oversee collecting, preservation, access, and outreach for the collection.
Do students get access to it, or can anybody get access to it? How does that work?
We're there to support the educational mission of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So it's there for the students, the faculty, and for the community. And the community is a worldwide community. Yeah. And we have a lot of material that's digitized and available online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so people can look online at the, just go on the website and see what's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hundreds of thousands of pages of cataloged items, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. And about over 30,000 streaming field recordings.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so of the things that you do, what's your happy place? Is it going to find new things, or is it giving access to things you already have?
The whole thing is kind of my happy place. But I think some of the things I enjoy the most are really sort of going out on the road and meeting people and just sort of seeing, you know, how people do their work and, you know, hearing their stories and their seeing their creative process. It's really joyful.
And you're fighting the clock.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, every old person who passes on, that's a bunch of stories and in some cases songs or ballads or poems that won't be heard again.
Yeah, it's true. It's very sombering.
Yeah. And then you get to also see what happens when these things have a new life. When they're reinterpreted, when they're captured, when they're absorbed, and they're shared in new ways.
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things that I saw in my career was the Carolina Chocolate Drops when they first started. Yeah. You know, they were still busking, and they came and were listening to field recordings in our collection and using those and learning repertoire and from Joe and Odell Thompson. It was really great to see.
Oh, that's so cool. I also think, and I guess, you know, you're not necessarily trying to tell an overarching message with an archive, but I have to believe that in times like these, where there's a lot of division in the world, and even in more specifically in North Carolina, that this archive can tell a story to North Carolinians about how the indigenous music and stories and folklore that it comes from that place comes from a wide variety of cultures and races and different sources that all make it connected. So I hope that can tell a connecting story. Do you think it does?
I think so. I think one of the real powers of music is the ability to sort of bridge all of those things.
Yeah.
And also just to give everyone space for cultural expression.
Yeah. And so as you think about the future and your legacy, just steady as she goes. More stuff, more access, digitize more archival material, help more young people get access to it and be inspired by it.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, all right. Well, listen, good luck. And I think it's important. I've never done that. You know, I've never accessed Library of Congress or you know, places where all these things reside. As a kid, you know, pre-internet, we relied on record companies and people like John Cohen or Mike Seeger or others who were out there with field recordings and would make records for Folkways or these great collections that would come out on record. But I've never gone to a place where there's a whole bunch of this stuff.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Okay, I'm going to come. I'm going to learn some stuff. Mind will be blown, I'm sure. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And good luck with your collection and with your dissemination of this cool stuff. It's important. You know, not that we can't keep moving forward, but by understanding where we come from, I think it helps us all get a better understanding of who we are and in this country, and particularly at this moment.
Yeah, amen.
Good work you're doing here. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve is the curator of the Southern Folklife Collection at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Steve Weiss, thanks so much for being here. All right, we've got more music, as I mentioned, from MIPSO coming up. And right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. So Jake Xerxes Fussell is the physical manifestation of everything Steve Weiss hopes to do with the archives. Jake has studied, absorbed, sampled widely, soaked in. He's made personal so many sounds that can loosely be called American music. But it includes lots of stuff from like old field recordings, but also hip-hop and Norteño bands and Native American tribal rituals and Piedmont blues and old ballads and fiddle tunes. He is not in a hurry. He lets the songs he hears kind of roll around inside him for a while before he decides if he can sing them and reinterpret them. And then there's his guitar playing, solid, bouncy, great guitar playing, as you're about to hear. He grew up in Columbus, Georgia. He now lives, as you already know, in North Carolina. He's a solo artist who's opened up for the Decemberists and Magnetic Fields and lots of others. He's also got his own weekly radio show, which is called Fall Line Radio. This guy's got a lot going on. Very happy he's here. Please welcome to E-Town, Jake Xerxes Fussell.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks so much, y'all. It's really nice to be here. When I'm called, I will not break dance in the hall. I will not laugh when the teacher calls my name. I won't laugh when the teacher calls my name. Died when I was young, or died when I was young, 'cause I never would have seen you. your two blue eyes, nor hurt your flattering tongue. Oh, hurt your flattering tongue. Look up, look down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Call, I will not break dance in the hall. I will not laugh when the teacher calls my name. I won't laugh when the teacher calls my name.
Thanks so much, y'all. Just got to retune for this next one. One time I played a show and this guy said, I like that better than the songs you're playing. It's just like a particular type of fetish, I think.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's one of them out right there. Well, I'll apologize. I'm about to play a song now. Comfy land, we're on for marching, first for France, then for Holland. Cannons roar, colors flying, oh my love, there's no denying. A ring farewell, to my love farewell. We're all marching around very well. Nothing on this earth that'll love like I love you.
over and over, 10 times over. I drink up the liquor, boys, turn the glasses over. I ring farewell to my love, farewell. But we're all marching around very well. Surgeon. Cannons roar, drums are beating. All my love, there's no retreating. I ring farewell to my love, farewell. But we're all marching around very well. I ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well.
Jake, Xerxes Fussell, welcome to E-Town. So glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's super cool, and I love the way that... these old songs feel differently now to me only because you inhabit them in the present. You're not trying to be sort of antiquarian about it. This is just stuff that music that you feel and you're expressing it, and it's right now. Feels cool. Feels different.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means exactly, but...
Well, everybody's got their own approach. I've got mine.
Yeah. And I mentioned before that your dad was involved with folklore and preservation, and your mother was an English teacher. So in some ways, your path was kind of set when you were a kid, right? You were just exposed to this way of thinking about respecting the way that things used to be and understanding and capturing what the essence was.
Neither one of my parents was a musician per se, but they're friends with a lot of musicians and were in the world of folklore. So there was a whole world of material culture, you know, people who made white oak baskets and quilted and did earthenware pottery and stuff like that. And then there is a whole world of people who documented those things. And so I was around a lot of that.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, I know you went off to school to get your master's, and I imagine you were thinking you would probably teach at some point. Was that what led you to do that?
I don't know what I was thinking in those days. I think I didn't know what I was doing, and I was interested, and I wanted to read more about the history of where I was from, and school was around, and there were loans available.
Yeah. You got a chance to work with somebody who was also in some ways gave you a master class, Precious Bryant, right?
Yeah, she was one person who I was around. Well, I knew her my whole life, you know, growing up when I was a kid, and she was this great blues guitarist and singer from Talbot County, Georgia. And then she didn't drive. So when I got my driver's license and I was a teenager and I could take her to shows and things like that. And when I was interested in learning how to finger pick, she didn't teach me in any direct way, but she said, anything I play, you can sit in and play with me. You know, so I would go to her house weekly for a long time and brought a tape recorder with me. And
when you're doing that, when you're going over on your weekend or after school and you're going to hang around and learn finger-picking techniques and old songs and stuff like that, and your friends are all getting high and listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd and stuff, what did that do to your social life exactly?
I wasn't real like talkative about what I was doing when I was a teenager to my friends. It was a little bit closeted, but But in a way, if I got to know somebody well and they were interested in like hip hop really in like a very earnest way, then I saw that there was more connection there with me and them than there was to somebody else who might be like kind of casually into bluegrass, you know? Mm-hmm.
And where did you get exposed to things like Norteño music or tribal music and other things like that?
Well, like Norteño music, when I was like in my early 20s, I was dating a girl who was from Northern California, and I moved out there for a couple of years, and I worked at this store called Down Home Music, the brick and mortar for this record label called Arhuli, and they were like one of the best labels for field recordings, and this guy named Chris Strakowitz, who just passed away a couple of years ago, was there, and Les Blank, the filmmaker, great documentary filmmaker, had his office upstairs, and so I got to be around a lot of people like that, and I already had an interest in Mexican traditional music. I mean, there was like five people who worked at the store who knew a lot about it, including Chris Strakowitz. And so I would like ask them about it. And
wow, that is like a master class that very few people get. That's awesome. And beyond what you've already achieved, which is a lot, and you know, I love the fact that you're fearless in that sense. You can go out in a big room as an opening act, which is a tough gig. You know, people didn't pay to hear you. And you're there to connect with a crowd that you don't know and they don't know you. But you're fearless and you're good at it and you're successful. Again, it's one of those sort of testaments to the universal nature of music, right?
Well, thanks. I don't know if I'm fearless. I mean, there's plenty of fear involved.
Yeah.
I'm scared right now. Are you? You're not scared. You've been at it too long.
I've been at it too long. No, I think we've got lots more music. I'm just happy to get to know you and hear your story a little bit, and congratulations on finding your groove. Anyway, the world is full of mystery, folks. These folks who are on our show this week are looking for it. They're searching and finding it and making it their own. Welcome back, if you would, Jake Xerxes Fussell.
I'm going to bring out my good friend Libby Rodenbaugh from MIPSO.
Ladies, they are gilded with gold,
and you may find a diamond in your mouth. They are just from the river St. John's, St. John's. They are just from the river St. John's. They are just from the river St. John's, St. John's. They are just from the river St. John's.
Xerxes Fussell, along with Liberty Rodenbaugh. The latest record is called Good and Green Again, from Durham, North Carolina, Jake Xerxes Fussell. Thank you, Jake.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forster, you are listening to E-Town. Thank you. Adam Bodine on the keyboards. Yeah. I want to say hello to listeners who are hearing E-Town right now on stations like WNCW out of Spindale, North Carolina, and all kinds of parts of North Carolina, on KPOV in Bend, Oregon, and on WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Thanks for tuning in. As usual, if you've got any questions, you want to learn more about what's going on or how to get tickets to live shows, or find out more details about our guests, all that stuff's online at etown.org. You can also go to our YouTube channel, and there are a few thousand really good videos on there you can check out. You can do a deep dive, go down the rabbit hole of E-Town videos. It's really good to have these folks on the show who are paying attention to the tradition, learning from it, but then also making it their own. I remember years ago, I was asked to be a judge at a bluegrass contest. And I asked what the criteria was for the contest, and they said, well, it's, you know, musicianship, so we want a good singing, good playing, and good songs, and originality. And I said, wow, originality, that's cool. You're recognizing, like, innovation and new stuff. And they said, no, you don't understand. Like, how close the bands are playing the songs to the original recordings. So that's the opposite of what's going on here today. We're not trying to replicate anything. These folks are just gobbling it up and then making it their own. We are so glad they're here. Please welcome back to the stage, Mipso.
Y'all, what a treat to be here. Colorado is one of the first places we started touring outside of North Carolina. And we love any chance to get back here, especially with new tunes and old friends, and we've been tuning into E-Town for a long time. So thank you all for having us, and thanks for making music with us up here, too.
Yeah, there's some sort of Colorado-North Carolina pipeline. There's a sort of connection there. I'm not sure how to explain it. We've got mountains, too, though they are smaller. But it feels appropriate to have a North Carolina-themed evening here, and Jake's a great buddy, and we really admire his music, too, so... How about Jake Xerxes Fussell? We're going to have Nick on banjo on this one, and Helen as well, singing up here.
Mm-hmm.
lights on an incoming light. Zone out till the morning. Turn the AM dial. Sit and think a while. Early March with the frost still hard. I nodded off and turned. Yeah, the sand traps work. Stopping hurts. Carolina, rolling by. The window's down and the sun's up high. Can you feel it? I can feel it. I used to kneel at night and think what's right. Imagining a man way up in the sky, somewhere deep inside. Maybe it's me, but it's harder to sleep with a shaking in your hand. Yeah, I hate those pills, except how they make me feel. Carolina, rolling by. Windows down and the sun's up high. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Carolina, rolling by. Windows down and the sun's up high. Can you take it? I can take it. Reaching toward the light, they can sleep at night. Yeah, they know to do what's right. When I'm out at dawn on an open road and the sun climbs up the branches, I know I'm not alone. It's just the long way home. Carolina, rolling by. Windows down and the sun's up high. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Carolina, rolling by. Windows down and the sun's up high. Can you take it? I can take it. Carolina, rolling by. Windows down and the sun's up high. Can you feel it? Down and the sun's up high. Can you take it? I can take it.
That's Mitso. Wood Robinson on the bass. Joseph Terrell on guitar and vocals. Libby Rodenbaugh on the keys and fiddle and vocals. Jacob Sharp on the guitar and mandolin and vocals. Sean Trishka on the drums. Helen Forster singing harmony. Latest record is called Book of Fools from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We've got time for one more song. I want to thank all our guests for being on the show this week. Of course, thanks to Jake Xerxes Fussell, great singer and player and curator and collector of songs. Thanks to our interview guest, Steve Weiss, curator and keeper of all the cool stuff at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stephen Weiss, thanks for being here. Important work you're doing. Good luck with that. Thanks to Adam Bodine. Thanks to Helen Forster and our crew here at E-Town Hall. Special thanks to Mipso. We're going to all do a song together now that is another one that we relied on Jake to bring to our attention from the depths of the archives. I think it's the first song in our history that we've ever done that's all about riding a donkey. And it's got a sing-along part because it's sort of a sea shanty that also includes riding a donkey, which I don't fully understand. But I'm counting on you all to participate. I'm Nick Forrester. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Were you ever in Quebec? Hauling timber on the deck, and you broke your bleeding neck riding on a donkey. Hey ho, away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, away we go, riding on a donkey.
Were you ever in Callio, where the girls are all ago, and you dance with a heel and toe riding on a donkey?
Hey ho, away we go, donkey riding, donkey riding. Hey ho, away we go, riding on a donkey.
Were you ever in Mobile Bay, screwing cotton by the day? A dollar and a half is all they pay, riding on a donkey.
Hey ho, away we go, donkey riding.
This is a production of E-Town.